Hi guys, I'm back with Lev, the Real Word of God. We're going to start on the chapter Division by Economic System. And again, I recommend that you purchase hard copies of books that you are interested in, because there may come a time where the internet is not available to us. So these recordings I'm putting out here for free, because my motto is people who only have money don't deserve to only hear the message. So everything I do, I make it available for people who cannot purchase. But if you can purchase, I highly recommend it. So, division by economic system. Verse 1. All systems known to the human race have been created by man, not for the betterment of humanity, but for control. For the whole human race to be controlled by fear, an illusion of the reason for their existence had to be taught. An illusion of life was created, and at the root of this illusion would be a system that made it impossible for an individual to survive without it. This was the motive behind the economic system. The economic system has created what appears as structure, but when the veil is lifted, will be revealed as imprisonment. Where the natural energy of creation is present, there is no need for a system of control, for in love, all are civilized and act as one collective body. Humanity has been lied to, manipulated into believing that civilization requires money. To be civil, one simply needs to possess the energy of creation as their foundation of existence. True civilization can only exist where love reigns. The human race was not created with currency to exchange for services. The human race is to share their innate talents and gifts to bring the energy of creation to Earth, not to charge people for receiving. To charge for God-given talents is to take away the pure energy in which those talents were given. Love for one another, a state of omni. The human race was created as one collective body. As one collective body, one must understand that every individual is a functioning part of that body. If every part of the human race functioned at its optimum capacity, the sum of those parts would possess the power of creation, the power of the universe, the strongest power available. The human race was created with love, where there is no division, because the state of omni is acknowledged. Omni means one with all, FYI. The descendants of evil that currently physically control the human race created a system that would bring division and oppression amongst humanity. That system is the economic system. To prevent the human race from functioning at its optimum capacity, the knowledge of their existence had to be hidden and their worth placed in a material object. When the first coin was created and deemed valuable, a new level of division was also created. Those that control the earth have always and will always reign from the top of the economic system, because the economic system was created to impose fear into those who do not flourish in this system. Where there is fear, there is control. This system creates an illusion of a final destination of peace and freedom in the form of wealth. Like a spider's web, the spider will always be in control of that web and sit in the middle of it, watching their prey struggle for life, knowing that they have no chance of reaching the middle of the web intact. In order to collapse, the transformation, the energy of the earth, the system in which the earth is controlled, must be collapsed. That is the economy. Because the human race is so dependent on this system, fear will spread rapidly upon this collapse, while a different perception of it could change the outcome. To perceive the economic collapse as necessary for humanity's survival instead of chaos will bring the energy of creation to Earth, where the strongest power resides. The human race must acknowledge that their power will not come from rising to a higher level monetarily. Monetary gain has nothing to do with the purpose of our existence and will create no genuine energetic forward movement for the human race. The economic system has created division on social levels, manipulating humanity into believing that the higher monetary level you exist on, the more important you are. This is a lie, part of the illusion taught to control the human race. The mindset that monetary value and the value of your existence are connected is what will keep one imprisoned by the illusion of monetary value. Yes, money is necessary for survival at this point for the human race, but it is not natural to our survival. Therefore, the energy in which this illusion exists can be transformed. Those physically in control of the earth control all of the earth's money, and there is no way to physically dethrone them from this power. When it is realized that there is no real power in money, their power would then be taken away. They are being used to bring control with the energy opposite of God. The only way to dethrone them from this power is for every individual to begin stepping away from the power the economic system possesses over their life. One must not strive to reach higher monetary levels to gain equality, for this is the path those in control want the human race to take. One's level of monetary value has no bearing on equality. Equality is natural to the human race. It already exists, therefore, does not need to be fought for. The truth regarding this fact has simply been kept from the human race to keep them fighting for equality. The economic system was also created to instill a sense of superiority, which is also just an illusion. The human race has a choice now: to place their faith in a system created by those in power, or a system that is intangible in its presence, the system in which we were created, love. The human race cannot expect to ascend and create a new earth by believing they can win this battle on a physical level. The physical level is controlled. It's done. It is on an energetic level the human race must rise individually, successively, rising collectively. An individual who makes a goal for themselves of rising to a higher level monetarily in order to compete with those in power is an individual that will be left empty in their purpose on this earth. For the purpose of the human race is to rise above the levels those in power exist at. To believe that ascending in the corporate world will bring equality to those in power is to limit one's true power of existence. There is a way to break free from the system's control. It is not a plan to follow, but rather an individual choice of faith. All systems in place have roots to dig to deep up All systems in place have roots too deep to dig up physically. Therefore, faith in our source of creation must be had in breaking down those roots. Our source of creation is the energy of love. The human race was created with this energy. Therefore, the human race individually possesses the power of creation, which is stronger than the power of control. The human mind of an individual cannot guide that individual to a path of purpose because the human mind has been conditioned to conform and exist at the energy opposite of creation, that is fear. For an individual to be led to their path of purpose, they must listen to a higher voice, the real voice of God, the intuition. When an individual has faith in this voice, the roots of control the economic system has over humanity will begin to crumble. When an individual begins to have faith in the voice they have been taught is imagination, one will then see glimpses of their purpose on earth. One's purpose of existence has nothing to do with serving a man-made system, such as the economy. There is no true evolution for the human race in the economic system. To further develop the division the economy would place amongst the human race, those in power created many avenues to create stereotypes for the purpose of manipulating humanity into believing they existed at a certain status. You must remember, those who have been suppressed are those who possess the most divine power on this earth when they find love for themselves. Therefore, those who are the most powerful in love have been taken the furthest from it. In order for false superiorities to exist, one had to be made to feel inferior.